Tonight, I'd like to explore with you the metta practice from a slightly different perspective. We've been offering the kind of classical metta instructions that are taught in the Theravadin tradition. And the instructions we've been offering using the different categories of beings and the phrases for metta comes from the commentarial tradition of the Buddhist texts. And tonight I'd like to offer a practice that is described in the suttas, in the actual collection of texts that are understood to be close to what the Buddha actually taught. Perhaps actually what the Buddha taught. And the instructions that are offered in the suttas for loving kindness practice are basically radiating the feeling of metta in all directions. The text is something like, one abides pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with kindness. Abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. And a quarter here, what that means is a kind of quarter of space. You think of pie-shaped sections of space. So pervading a quarter, the direction in front of you. And then it goes on, I will abide pervading the second quarter to the side with a mind imbued with kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. And so for the third quarter, the fourth quarter, so above and below, around and everywhere. And so I learned from Bhikkhu Anālayo, who is one of the scholars, translators of the texts, studying, doing a comparative study of the Pali texts with Chinese versions of the same texts. And he, using this sutta, using this instruction, began practicing the metta and has been teaching what he has been practicing. So I learned this from him, this style of radiating metta. And the way I will offer it to you is, what's interesting, there were several of us teachers who learned this from him at the same time. And we all teach it differently. We all heard it exactly at the same time, and yet it all comes out differently when we teach it. So I am offering not what he taught, but what I heard. So I hope you find it helpful, and it's a slightly different approach in that it's not so much based on sending to beings. We are instead trying as best we can to connect with the feeling of metta in our hearts, and then allowing that to expand, just allowing it to spread into space as far as it wants to go. And any beings in the space where that metta is spreading, they automatically receive it. So you don't have to kind of conjure up images or use your imagination or use words. So it's connecting with the feeling and allowing it to move outwards as far as it wants to go. And so I'll guide it in this way. And so settling into your posture, finding as comfortable of posture as you can. And allowing your attention to rest in the area of your heart. touching in and just seeing how it is. You might want to put your hand on your heart to allow yourself to feel that connection. Perhaps imagine breathing through the heart. When I breathe through the heart in that way, I kind of imagine a gentle wind loosening and softening that area. And to begin with, it's often helpful to connect with whatever supports you for touching into the quality of metta for yourself. That might be connecting with an easy being, a dear friend, connecting with a sense of well-wishing for yourself. Whatever it is to touch in and connect to a sense of caring, of friendliness, of kindness, or perhaps just even a relaxed heart. However it might be to touch into that. And the heart center can be felt as a kind of place where that feeling of friendliness, of kindness lives. And so putting your attention in your heart and seeing how you might connect with a sense of caring and friendliness. And then as if your heart had a door on it that could open to the front, allowing the front door of your heart to open, and let whatever sense of caring or friendliness, of kindness, just spill out from the heart, letting it pass through your organs, your tissues and bones, just spreading outwards towards the front through your muscles and skin, and allowing it to pass through your skin out into space if it wants to. Allowing the feeling to expand just as far as it wants to go in the direction in front of you. No need to try to push it or make it go anywhere. Just see how far you have a sense of it naturally moving out through you into space. And if you lose touch with the feeling, it's fine to come back to the center and reconnect with whatever helps you to feel that sense. It might even be an image of the metta being like a warm sun inside your chest. The light of that spreading outwards. And if there are any beings in the way of this, in the field of this, be glad they can bathe in the spreading of this metta. And letting go now of the direction to the front, as if there is a doorway on the right side of your heart. Let that doorway open and allow the friendliness, the kindness, to spill outwards from your heart through your organs on the right side of your body. Through your bones. And tissues. Muscles. And ripple out, bubble out from the skin into space, the direction to the right, letting it expand as far into space as it wishes. No need to push or try to make it go. Relax the heart. And let the heart know how far the metta can go. You can try seeing if the metta can go further, not by pushing, but by simply envisioning bigger space and seeing if the metta goes there. And if it feels too far, or like it feels like you're pushing, just see how far it feels comfortable spreading outwards to the right. And remembering that first it's touching all of your organs and spaces in your body. Letting go now of the direction to the right. Allowing a doorway on the left side of your heart to open. Reconnecting with, refreshing, or touching into whatever sense of friendliness or caring is accessible for you. And letting that move outwards from your heart through the left side of the body, through your tissues and bones and spaces, cavities, out into space towards the left. Directions may have different feelings to them. Some directions may be easier, some not so easy. It's okay, just see how it is for you. May the heart relax. And allow the metta to move outwards to the left. Whatever beings are in the field to your left, naturally the metta flowing, contacting them. Just as the sun shines on all, so the metta shines on all. I find it helpful to keep remembering the metta is beginning from the heart and rippling outwards from there. It's not just out in space. It's meeting this being, infusing this being with kindness, with friendliness, and then allowing it to spread. letting go of the direction to the left, allowing the doorway on the back of your heart to open. Letting whatever sense of friendliness, of caring you have access to spill out through the tissues and spaces and muscles and bones towards the back of your body. Evaporating off your skin, bubbling out of your skin, radiating outwards towards the back. And letting go of the direction to the back. Letting go of the direction to the back for now. As if there is a doorway in the bottom of your heart. Letting that bottom doorway open. And allowing the whatever feeling of friendliness or caring to spill out from the bottom. Through your organs. Through the cavities. Down through your hips. And legs, outwards, into the earth, as far as it wishes to go, in the downwards direction. First through the spaces in the building, and if it wants to reach the earth and ripple through the earth letting it do so. No agenda for how far it needs to go. Relaxing the heart and allowing it to spread as far as it wants to. I'm letting go now of the direction to the bottom, allowing a doorway on the top of your heart to open. Whatever sense of friendliness, of caring, wants to spread upwards. Through the body, through the cavities, through the neck and mouth, and all around the eye sockets, the eyes, the brain. Upwards and out. The skin on the head, the scalp, out through all the hairs and up into space. And letting go now of the upwards direction. We'll start again with the front. And this time as we go through, we'll leave all the doors open accumulating, allowing one door to stay open and opening the next. So reconnecting with the heart. Feeling the heart. And connecting to a feeling of caring, however that might manifest for you. If it helps to recall a being or a friend, to connect with that feeling. Think about the cute squirrels or allow the doorway to the front direction to open. Letting the feeling spread outwards through your body into space as far as it wants to go. And leaving the front doorway open, allowing the door on the right side to open. Two, letting the metta spill outwards to the front and to the right. Relaxing the heart. And now opening the door on the left side of the heart too. And to the back. Allowing the friendliness, the caring to radiate outwards. The front, to the sides, to the back. Sitting in the middle of a sphere, letting the door on the bottom of the heart open, and the top, allowing the metta to radiate outwards in all directions. Just as far as it wants to go. Remembering that this being is in the middle and receiving this metta. It spreads through this being first. and then reaches all beings in its space. I'll close this metta practice by chanting one verse from the suttas of this practice. I will abide pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with kindness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will.